Welcome to Dan Malloy's Personal Power Podcast. Get ready to up your communication and commitment game. Hear from those who have succeeded using Dan's program. And now, here's Dan Malloy.
Hey, how is everybody? Uncle Dan here, coming to you live from our studios here in Park Ridge, New Jersey, not far from Manhattan. And I have a very fabulous guest and friend here with me, Mr. Bobby Cannon, who's vice president of AutoNet TV. I'm very familiar with the company for many years. They're a staple in the auto repair, tire dealer industry, car dealerships, right, Bobby, you work with?
That's right. Yeah.
And they have, I wanted to, he had me fascinated back a while ago. We were talking about video and the power of video, and he had some fabulous statistics. So I said, I want to do a podcast on video because it seems to have consumed all of us. I know I just speak from my personal experience. I love going on YouTube, and what I love to watch on YouTube, I love to watch track meets. I love to watch all this stuff about animals, you know, sharks and lions and tigers and alligators and crocodiles hunting and all that kind of stuff. And music, of course, I watch all that stuff. But all of a sudden, you find yourself lost in
right.
It's captivating. So let me start off by, could you describe what it is that you do with your company and how it got started?
Yeah. Like
from that perspective, maybe we could talk about that.
Yeah, happy to. First of all, thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I think the best way to start is to talk about the genesis of what we do, and that is video. You know, we're helping automotive service centers to better educate their customers through these videos. And I think if we start at the genesis of, well, why videos? Why build a product around doing that? But if you're familiar with the author, Simon Sinek, he has a great
yes.
book out,
oh,
and he
yeah.
talks about the difference between the logical mind and the emotional mind and how they impact our decision making. And I won't dive too deeply into that, but
I'm a big Simon Sinek fan, by the way.
He's great.
Huge
but
fan.
It's amazing. Surprisingly, our logical mind seems to take a back seat to our emotional mind when it comes to decision making and our behavior. And I find that so interesting. And so if you take that, the emotional mind is the driver of our behavior, our decision making. If you take that and you think in terms of an automotive environment, you know, a service advisor, they may thoroughly explain a service recommendation very well. They may have great people skills, but despite that, they may still hear the word no from a customer.
Right.
And now there are obviously several factors that can influence that. But a big part of that is explaining the why behind the service repair and doing it in a way that the customer can appreciate. And that's where video comes in. Today's
okay.
consumers, and let's make sure we're on the same page. Today's consumers know little to nothing about how their vehicle works.
And, right.
You know,
you're lucky.
Outside
you're five
of an oil change and maybe brakes,
yeah.
maybe tires, they don't know what it is, what it does, and why it needs to be, why the service needs to be performed. So clearly there's a need there as far as educating and explaining services to consumers. So, and in addition to that, today's consumers, especially younger consumers, prefer watching videos to learn about a topic rather than reading about it.
Well, that's what I was saying. It's easy to get lost in videos, you
yes,
know, and if they're done well.
And it's amazing.
Very
so
entertaining.
On that point right there, if you think about, you know, for our sports fans out there, if you have an app like the ESPN app on your phone, if you think back 10 years, 15 years ago, when you went on that app or when you went to the website, you'd go there to read articles. And it was just a list of article by article, and you could you know, pick the teams that you wanted or the players and read about them. Today, when you go on the app, it's a much different experience. The first thing
it's
see
much
on there
richer.
Are
you got
videos
yeah, you got,
and pictures.
Yeah. Something to attract your, and then you get lost in. I mean, it really just fascinates me how you could sit down. you know, after dinner or something, I'm just going to go check an email. Next thing you're on YouTube, and then all of a sudden you look up, it's an hour later, and you don't know what happened. You know?
Exactly. Exactly. And that's, they do that on purpose. They're not doing that just because they flipped a coin. The ESPN, as well as all the other websites, have realized through research that this is what consumers want today. They want to be engaged with pictures, with videos. That's what pulls people in today. It's not text. And
can you offer any of your videos on handheld devices?
Yeah. Yeah. Because today's consumers, again, many consumers today, as you know, are dropping their car off and they're going to work or going home or taking kids to lessons. They've got somewhere to be. And so you have to be able to reach consumers
wherever they are. Yeah. And this thing, you know, this is really incredible. You know, it's like I signed up for Netflix not long ago.
Yeah.
Right.
It's about time.
I know it's only 10 years, but I don't watch that much TV or whatever. But I got into a buddy of mine said you should get Netflix. So I got Netflix. And so even last night, I went to bed last night around 9:30. And my wife comes up about 10:30, and I'm still awake, and I was watching a Netflix video while I'm laying in bed on this. Who would think I would watch a video on this?
But you do.
It's yeah. it was funny. But tell me, I'm fascinated by some of the statistics that you were sharing with me last time about the use of video, how many YouTube videos, and just how it's gotten so embedded in society today.
Yeah.
You could share some of that stuff.
You know, per your point a minute ago about how it seems to pull you in, YouTube, you mentioned YouTube, they report that video consumption rises 100% every year.
And if you think
about how massive YouTube is and how much content they have. So they're doubling every year. It's insane.
100%. Wow, growth.
I read another statistic. This one was from HubSpot. And they're saying that a third of all internet activity, period, is spent watching videos.
A third.
Isn't that blow your mind?
Yeah. Even at this time of you know, in the election cycle and everything, with all the political videos coming out and everything, it's just everywhere.
Yeah. So it's clearly on a dramatic rise, and this is not something that's going to be slowed down. This is the new norm. So again, if we go back to, assuming all that's true, okay, video usage is up, people prefer that. Okay. But what does that mean to automotive service centers? Well, we took a look at some data for digital signage. And when I say digital signage, I'm just talking about videos, used it in a retail environment is where we looked first to say, okay, well, what happens when movie theaters and restaurants and other places use videos to sell their product in a retail environment? What does that look like? And it's interesting because there were several studies done, but one in particular talked about how when digital signage is used in a retail environment, it has a recall rate of 83%. So people are able to recall what they saw on the screen when they were asked about it.
Really? And we say digital signage. Mm-hmm. Are you talking about like what you guys put out, what AutoNet TV does?
Yeah. So we would fall into that category of digital signage. But before we did our own numbers, we wanted to look and say, well, what do the numbers say in a retail environment? Are they having success with that? Does it mean anything? Because at the end of the day, sure, you want it to look good and be engaging, but you want it to mean something to the bottom line.
Yes. Well, of course. But I have a question about that also. Yeah. But would you describe, because I don't think you did, describe to those that are going to be listening to and watching this.
Okay.
Exactly what AutoNet TV provides. So we're talking about auto repair and tire dealers. Do you work in any new car dealerships?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So what is it that you provide to them? Describe the service offering, if you will.
Yeah. So it's like I mentioned earlier, we're creating video content, helping customers helping automotive service centers to engage with their customers, to explain services through the use of video. And the best ways to do that today, there are many different usages, and we try to consult with our customers on how is your business set up, what's going to be the best fit here, because there are multiple uses. The first one that jumps out is using it at the service counter as part of a digital menu board, I'd say. Another great usage is in the waiting area, because you have customers sitting there. You have a captive audience. They've got nowhere to go. And of course, today, some of those folks are going to read books. A lot of those folks will be on their phone. But when you have a TV on that's displaying these explainer videos about automotive service, as well as a little bit of entertainment mixed in, it's a very compelling message, and it gets people to stop what they're doing and pay attention to what's on the screen. So those are two great areas right there, the service counter, the waiting area. And then more so today, you know, 10 years ago, we didn't see this very much, but more so today, we're seeing folks using these videos on their website, on their inspections. So we're seeing more and more digital inspections today. Using it on social media. So those are kind of the new up and coming uses. But yeah, we provide content for any of those applications. And again, I'll say the service counter, the waiting area, your website, inspections, really anywhere.
And you provide video for all of those.
A customer could potentially interact with you. Let's have a video there so we can help them understand.
Do you have your own production facilities out there?
We do, We build. So a lot of our stuff today is 3D animations, either with text in there so they can understand what's going on, or with a voiceover to explain.
Oh, nice.
And then we do shoot some live talent where we talk and show services. But a lot of our stuff is 3D animations, graphics, and we build all of that in-house.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah, we have a whole team.
So you distribute. So you create all this fabulous content, right? That's designed to help the business owner, operators, and the customers. And you just send it out over the network, over the internet somehow, right? And it's stored locally?
Stored in a little box, like an Apple TV box.
Okay.
That connects to the TV if they've got one of our products at their service counter or in the waiting area, it's connected via box, and it just downloads those updates to the box and displays there. If it's on a website or on their social media, we have what's called an API. It's just a plug-in that they use there.
And how long have you been with AutoNet TV?
Since fall of 2008. So we're coming. I know. But you probably can't see real well. I'm getting gray.
12 years.
So
right?
It's 13 years. It's coming.
Well, you're moving in my direction, Bob. Maybe you might be moving in my direction. Whatever. It's up to you, I suppose. But if you were going to get started, so you have a business.
Yeah.
You know, some of these folks that we love in the auto repair and tire industry, and the guy wants to get started on using video. What would be your advice to how to get started using video to help promote a business?
Yeah, I think the best way to start is obviously to give us a call. But what we try to consult with these folks is, how is your business set up? Do you have a big, large waiting area that you're proud of, that you like to push customers to that? You know, have a seat, go sit there. We'll take care of you. We'll give you popcorn, stuff like that. Because then that's a great environment to promote.
Let me interrupt you for one second.
Yeah.
I can remember when I was a partner in ProCare, and we had 104 auto repair and tire stores, right? All over Ohio and everything. You know that, my background about that.
Yeah, so, yeah.
What used to drive me nuts was when we would be in, we had TVs in every store. Of course, you have to, right?
Yeah.
So I'd be standing there, and I'd see a commercial for one of our competitors on our own TV.
Drive you crazy.
And I'm like, it's not good. It's not right. It
doesn't make sense. Yeah, we certainly filter those out so there's no competitive content.
Well, that's what I mean. It's geared to help the customer, you know, the retail customer who's purchasing, but also to help the retailer, you know, the auto repair and tire
Absolutely.
Tired guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I always like to point out, you know, these shops, they spend so much time and effort and money to market to people to get them to come to their shop.
Yes. Enormous amount of.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then, but then I always like to ask, what are you doing when they actually do come? How are you going to market to them once they're actually there? I think that's so important, because when they actually choose you, you have such an opportunity there to make an impact.
Yes.
So when they're there, you know, again, back to that data I was sharing earlier, the data says if you can put something in front of them, these people recall the message. Mm-hmm. It makes an impact on them. So as I was mentioning earlier, that retail data, we said, well, wait, does this make or not make sense, but would the retail data mirror what's happening in the shop? And so we had Nielsen Media Research, they're the company who does all the ratings for the major networks. We had them do an independent study where they spoke with these consumers as they left an automotive service facility playing our program. And so they asked them, do you remember what you saw on the TV while you were having your car serviced? Can you tell us, do you remember this ad? Do you remember this service? And they answered all these questions, and it was phenomenal, because 81% of those people said that the videos they saw were informative as far as automotive service. 84%, they were a good thing to offer them as a consumer. So I think we were hitting the mark there. And what's nice. Really cool is 21% of those people said they became interested in additional automotive services after they saw something on the TV.
You're reading my mind, because my next question was to share with me some evidence about how this helps the business.
Yes. Know? And it does just that. That's why I say it doesn't, to us, it doesn't matter how your shop's set up, anything from this grand waiting room. And we have plenty of customers who say, you know, I have a chair or two. That's my waiting area. I've got a small shop. I don't have a large space, but I'm very active on social media. I'm very active on my website. I like to send out marketing reminders to my customers. It doesn't matter how your business is set up. We can utilize video in all of those different ways to reach your customers. And that's the end goal, because like I just shared with that data, it doesn't matter if it's a retail environment or if it's an automotive environment, the more we can put this type of material in front of the consumer, the more it's going to impact them. And the more they're going to say, oh, this is the first shop. Yeah, I've gone to shops before and they try to tell me, but this is the first shop that's engaged with me in a way that I appreciate, in a way that I can understand and see the value. Because when they can watch a video and they're watching how the brakes work and how over time, if the brakes aren't serviced properly, it can score the rotor,
right?
And or
sure.
It can become warped, or you know, any one of these things. Pick a service, but they're
as we're talking. I'm really so impressed by the service offering. And the other thing I just want to say, I know from experience, because of what I do for a living in coaching, teaching, and training all these people in this industry, that a lot of times a customer comes in and they want to get an oil change. And so they learn over time. They come to the same place every time to get an oil change. And so you're known as the oil change guy.
Yeah.
But they don't know you do everything else. So
that's right.
And so I work with the companies to help to train and teach and coach the staff to explain what they do. You know, it's your first time here. Hold on, Billy. So it's your first time here, and you know what I try and teach and train coaches for them to explain what we do here, right? Verbally. Which is important, but also if you have the video, I mean, it's like it's a double whammy. It's fabulous. I love it, absolutely love it. You know, I think we're just about out of time right now, and I would really love for you to give a plug to anybody that's watching this that's interested in learning more about AutoNet TV, because it's a really fabulous company, been around for a long time, and they do a great job. And I run into you guys everywhere I go. in the industry, for real. You know, and so if you want to give a little plug and information about how people can find out about you, this is your time, buddy.
Yeah, that's perfect. Thank you, Dan. It's the best way to find us is our website, autonettv.com, or you can call our main line, 801-492-9900, and speak with a representative there. And like I said, they'll consult with you on how is your business set up, what's going to be the best fit for you to use this content. And you'll find that our content's very affordable. It's just a monthly subscription, cancel anytime. So it's very simple. But Dan, I want to go back to what you said a minute ago. You know, you're teaching and training these guys to make commitments and to do these things that are going to benefit their business. We're just, and you know, you're going to help raise that business and help them acquire more. We're just going on top of that even more. So it's just,
it's beautiful. I love it.
And that's the beauty of what we do is this video content. You can just turn the thing on, set it and forget it. And it's going to help these guys even more to influence folks to get these additional service done. So they're not just the oil change guy. They're the cabin air filter guy and the brakes guy too, because they say, and we hear this all the time from our customers, that consumers will say, hey, the TV was saying I'm supposed to change XYZ service. Does my car have that? Can you check that out for me? There's your sale for the month.
Oh, hello. Right. Right. And yet nobody in the store said that.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. That's the challenge.
We're just trying to help.
That's the challenge. Well, listen, this has been fabulous. This is something I wanted to do. I think this is a great podcast for me. And I appreciate our partnership and what we're doing together. And I look forward to working with you into the future.
Absolutely.
Peace, my brother. You're welcome.
Malloy Sales Development turns companies into commitment-based operations and their employees into commitment-based people, because commitment for human beings is the foundation for everything. And in business, it's mission critical, because the only time commerce happens in any company is when commitments are exchanged internally among employees and externally with customers and vendors. Visit us at www.malloysales.com.
Hey, welcome back. This is Uncle Dan, and I'm thrilled to have had this wonderful podcast with my friend and colleague, Mr. Bobby Cannon, Vice President of AutoNet TV, and we really look forward to the next podcast, okay? So you can find them at danmalloypodcast.com. I'm going to bring you the best people I can find, most interesting people that I can find to talk with you about business, about life, philosophy, about personal power, about why we're here on the planet. And you can learn more about me by going to malloysales.com. Okay, so listen, everybody, have a great weekend, and we'll catch up with you the next show.